we've all been glued to the Olympics on our TV screens, but not just for the athletes, for the colourful commentaries as well. And one man getting a lot of well-deserved love and attention is commentator Tim McCarthy. Now, by now, you probably have heard some of Tim's energetic and captivating basketball commentaries. I love them. Let's hear some of his highlights.
Hey, man, who's that cat coming down the street?
I don't know, but it sounds to me like that wicked man with the bone.
Sure having himself a ball.
Yeah, but see, they got a little walkie benefit there. Walkie, walkie, walkies.
Took a big two-point shot from downtown.
Is that the guillotine for Canadian goals? In the city of guillotines.
I got you. No, you haven't got me. I've left you for dead. Left you for dead, he says.
And in warning of a boom shakalaka dunk.
Drop it. Count it. Nothing but net.
The passion of the fans. With the easy peasy one-pointer.
Sliced and diced and then cut the cake along the way. Lit the candle.
Got the basket.
Boom shakalaka dunk.
Boom shakalaka dunk is right. Well, Tim McCarthy is on the line now. Hello, Tim. How are you doing?
I'm great, Anna. How are you?
Never mind the passion of the fans. What about your passion that is so evident in all of your commentaries? You really are, like, you just bring such an energy to it.
I love it. I genuinely love it. I love sport. Mm-hmm. And I love commentating on sport. And obviously, you know, basketball was the sport that I played for most of my life when I played. So I just love, you know, I just love the energy that sport brings. And I think that's, you know, as a commentator, I believe my job is to inform the audience of what they see on the screen, but also entertain them. I think that's a very important part of a commentator's role. And, you know, and thankfully, you know, a lot of people seem to be enjoying it.
But it's not just the colourful commentaries. I mean, like, you're Hall of Fame of Irish basketball. You've played 100 times for Ireland and coached. So you know a thing or two as well about basketball, which obviously helps as well with your catchphrases combined. This is your sixth Olympics. And really, by the sounds of it, you're loving it.
I'm loving it. And you know, people say to me, which is the best one? This is the best one because really? It's the current one. Oh, yeah, this is the best one because, you know, obviously your first one, you know, it is great because, like, Anna, I wasn't to be a commentator when I came here.
Really?
I was the analyst. I was the guy who said, look, the technical guy who says, look, they need to pick this off and screen.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 2004 in Athens, I arrived at the venue the night before and Spain in the women's were playing the Czech Republic. And the director said to me, will you just go in and comment it on the game? He says, because we might be running short of time. And he said, I said, well, I've never come to it. Ah, you're fine. He says, it won't matter. Just
it'll
go in.
It'll be grand.
It'll be grand. And so I went in and I just started commentating. As I commented, and I just really got into the game, passionate. Spain got a three-pointer on the buzzer to bring it to overtime. So I went into cloud nine. And one of the sound people working in RT at the time in the Athens Games rang the director and said, you need to listen to this guy. This guy is very different. And the next day I was called in and I was told that I'm the commentator. Wow. I'm now commentating. So, you know, if I didn't have the Spanish Czech Republic game, if I just acted as an analyst, well, six Olympics later, I'd still be the analyst. But I have to say, I love the commentator role. I just love, I love the passion that I enjoy. And when I'm commentating, and you know, who do I think of? I think of the children and listening. I think of the 90-year-olds listening. I think of the professionals, the students. I think of, you know, and my job is to perform. That's what my job. I'm not trying to impress anybody. I'm just trying to perform. The late Jimmy McGee gave me a great tip. Just be yourself. Jack Canning, a great friend of mine, said, Tim, just do what you can do, he says. And I've tried to do that. And what I find is, you know, my mother-in-law, Peggy Irwin from Cork, she's 93. She loves it. I mean, she just thinks this is, and I just think if you can get a 93-year-old to sit down and watch 2.5 hours of Olympic basketball, you must be doing something kind of right.
That's amazing. And look, I think that's a great message for people, just being themselves and kind of owning it. How have you perfected your craft? Do you think about what you're going to say, or do these catchphrases and brilliant sayings just come naturally to you?
Oh, say, so there's two different sayings. Some of the sayings I use are basketball sayings, like downtown, coast to coast, and dime, which is an assist or a pass.
Woo-hoo!
They're basketball sayings. They're basketball sayings. Boom shakalaka is my own. That just came out of my mouth 20 years ago when Louis Scola got a great basket to actually knock the Americans out. And then things like I heard in your preview, and I love Petula Clark, by the way, because obviously downtown was really appropriate. But things like, you know, they were guillotined in the city of guillotines. That just comes out. I don't have any, I have obviously a huge amount of notes for each game, but yeah. Those type of comments that come out, easy peasy, walkie walkies, that's just me reacting to what I'm commentating on at the point in time of the game.
I remember you actually saying only a few nights ago, yabba dabba dunk. I nearly spat out my tea, Tim. I thought it was hilarious. I was like, you're just full of these quotes. Actually, did you see the author, Paul Howard's post where he said, if the only work I did today was to change my ringtone to Timmy McCarthy saying downtown, then I think we'll all agree I had a great day's work.
I didn't see that. No,
there
really?
You go now.
It's one of my friends said to me that what they thought was actually one of the funny ones was that, and I think you played it, like he sliced, or I think it was a lady actually, she sliced, she diced, you know, she baked the cake and then she had some of it or something.
Yeah, and you put the candle on it or something, yeah.
I put the candle on it, you know, so it is. I mean, I'm very humble, Dan. I'm very clear. I'm from the north side of Cork City. I pinch myself and say, how did I get here, you know, in this world to be commentating at six Olympic Games? And I'm very humbled by the fact that, you know, people are really enjoying it in that sense. And that's what sport is about. Mm-hmm. You know, you and I have played at the highest level. So, mm-hmm. you know, we, as a player or as a coach, it's about performing and getting the result. But for people watching it, I mean, one of the great things I find about the Olympics in particular, but any sport should be about the fans who are fans of the sport should be able to understand what the commentator is trying to inform them on. And the non-fans should be able to understand what the commentator is trying to inform them on. And both should be able to be entertained.
Well,
and that,
actually,
to me, is the key.
It's funny you say that, because James in Limerick messaged in and said, Tim McCarthy makes basketball very watchable. So that's a real compliment to you as well. But what we all want to know, Tim, is do you use these phrases in everyday life? Like when somebody gives you a nice dinner, are you saying, boom, shakalaka?
No. My grandchildren, I have 10 grandchildren.
What?
And they're fantastic. I better name them now, because it is, if I name one, I have to name one. So I have Jack, Cahill, Noah, Heidi, Anna, Luke, Billy, Sonny, Daisy and Teddy. And they all watch the Olympics, obviously. And, you know, so when I get back, they're all saying, boom, shakalaka, and downtown. And it's but no, I definitely don't say these things in my normal day. One of the funniest stories, and it is from time to time, people would say, they'd meet me after the Olympics and they'd say, did you watch the basketball? Because they would know I'm a basketball. And I'd say, yeah, that was great. And they'd say, oh, that guy was great, you know. And I'd be having a business meeting with these people and they'd say, oh, he was so energetic and so enthusiastic, et cetera. And I'd say, that was me. And they'd say, what?
I don't say
those things at home, I can assure you.
And of course, you're on for the two semi-finals and a big day for basketball today. Was it France and Germany and USA versus Serbia? So we're excited to watch them, but we're probably more excited to listen to your commentaries. And I hope you could do us the honour of getting us into our ad break, Tim, with some of your brilliant phrasing. Maybe one of your most well-known catchphrases might take us into our ad break.
Okay, so what I'll say is, LeBron to Durant, boom shakalaka. Now take an ad break.
Good man, thank you.